second consecutive walk. He also walked in the first. He has scored one run and stolen a base without an official at-bat. First pitch, I don't know if that hit off the guard or the bat of Scott Ota. And he has taken the guards off. Martinez is on second base. So, it's a hit by pitch, and the Mets have two on in the sixth with nobody out. Some claps for Ota, who has reached base three times without an official at-bat. Now stands on first base with nobody out in the bottom of the sixth inning. That'll bring up Kevin Villavicencio, who's 1-for-2 with a ribby. This one is popped up into shallow right field. Kemp is going back, and it's seeded to Cade Fergus, who makes the catch for the first out of the sixth inning. Good job by Wilkinson to induce the weak contact on the first pitch of the sixth inning. That is the first out of the sixth inning. So now the double play would end the inning, and Wayne McIntosh is coming up for the match. He's 0-for-2. With two flyouts to Omarion Boyd in left field. Left-on-left matchup for Wilkinson. The middle infield a double play depth with Rincon holding the man on second base in Yoán Martínez. Slider misses outside to McIntosh, and new ball will go to Danny Wilkinson, who's behind in a 1-0 count. Ota on first. He's got a stolen base already. Martínez on second, who does not have a swipe yet this season. 1-0 count to McIntosh, one out and a 4-2 lead for St. Lucie. Wilkinson deals, fastball misses upstairs, and it's 2-0. Martinez, two of his three stolen bases this season, three attempts for Martinez. He is 3-for-4 in his career. He was caught once. 2-1 count to Martinez. The slider in there for a called strike. Two on and one out. Two-run lead for St. Lucie in the bottom six. Wilkinson looking at second for the 2-1 pitch. A curveball just missing upstairs. And the count 3-1. Third base is open. Wilkinson trying to induce a double play or at least get a strikeout on McIntosh. Trying not to load the bases with one out for the Mets. Time is called as McIntosh briefly steps out of the batter's box with a 3-1 count, 2-1 and 1 out here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Mets lead it 4-2, but they're being out hit 8-5 by the Threshers. Wilkinson looks over at second and deals. 3-1 outside, ball 4, and that's going to load up the bases. So Martinez to third, Ota to second, and Wilkinson has his first walk of the day. Load up the bases for Ryan Thomas. Thomas drove in a run back in the fourth. That was the fourth run of the game for St. Lucie. They now lead it 4-2. And Jordan Disson is out having a chat with Danny Wilkinson on the mound with the bases loaded and one out. It is Martinez on third, Ota on second, McIntosh on first, and a double play would end the inning. And there is a righty getting loose in the Threshers' bullpen. Not 100% sure, but it looks like Alex Rayo has already pitched once in this series. Finished off Wednesday's game. Probably the best outing of his season. But we'll see how Rylan Thomas fares against the lefty Wilkinson. The Threshers trailing by two and trying to keep it that way. First pitch to Thomas, a breaking ball just missing inside. And the count's 1-0. Thomas is 1-for-2, drove in his fifth run of the season. Back in the fourth. Next pitch, breaking ball, missing, no, catching the low part of the zone, Eponisa Thomas, and it kind of evens at 1-1. Middle infield, a double play depth, corners pinched in with the bases loaded. Minietti and Castillo each about a step off of the infield grass. 1-1, slider outside, and that makes the count 1-2, as it's a called strike, thanks to Kenny Garcia. One ball and two strikes. Bases loaded and one out for Thomas. Wilkinson set And time is quickly called as Jordan Disson's going to come out for the second time this at bat and talk to his reliever in Danny Wilkinson. Wilkinson is not allowed an earned run since May the 14th. He allowed one in two innings of work against the Dunedin Blue Jays. He did allow a run that was charged to McFarland back in the fourth. That was against Ryland Thomas. It's the only hit that he is allowed until the leadoff hit from Martinez in the sixth. 1-2, poked the other way, and that was a defensive swing by Thomas. Just threw the bat at the outside breaking ball and sent it into the stands. Foul to make the count 1-2. 4-2 the lead for St. Lucie. We're in the top of the sixth here at Clover Park. Wilkinson deals. Wave and a whiff. Strike three. Danny Wilkinson climbs the ladder on Thomas, and a huge strikeout is his third of the game here in the sixth, and that is going to do it for Danny Wilkinson. J.R. Murphy is going to come out and take Wilkinson back to the dugout after a really solid inning and two-thirds for Danny Wilkinson. He is responsible for all three runners on base, allowed two hits with just one walk, and struck out three in two innings of work. New pitcher coming on for the Threshers with the bases loaded and two outs. And suddenly, he's got his neck. Danny Wilkinson's night is done, but he is responsible for the three men on base, and it's Alex Mayer coming up to finish off the sixth inning. 4-2 is the lead for St. Lucie, with three runners on and two outs for Jet Williams, the first overall pick for the Mets in last year's draft, 14th overall, if you're counting. Rayo was picked in the eighth round of that draft out of Notre Dame by the Phillies, coming in with a record of 0-3 and a 6.30 ERA. First pitch to Williams, missing upstairs on the heater for ball number one. He tossed two scoreless innings in his only relief outing against St. Lucie. That was back on Wednesday, allowing one hit and striking out three. He now comes in a difficult spot, trying to hold a 2-1 lead with the bases loaded. 1-0 in there for a called strike. The fastball upstairs evens the count of 1-1. A four-pitch pitcher is Rayo, four-seamer, splitter, slider, and a change. Really heavy on the fastball-slider combo. Two outs, the 1-1. There's the slider, and misses offside, count 2-1. Williams reached on a walk in the first. If he did so, he would drive in a run for the 12th time this season. Did score a run and stole a base in the first inning, but has struck out in each of his last two. Now it's 2-1 as Rayo deals. Breaking ball upstairs, and now the count 3-1. Nowhere to put Jet Williams. 4-2 is the score. All three runners on base would be charged to Wilkinson. It's now 3-1 with two gone here in the bottom six. Rayo, from the stretch, he is set. Looks over at third, and the 3-1. Fastball hit the other way into right field. Charging is Fergus towards the foul line. Diving, and he just misses the baseball. Two runs will score as Williams is on second base. The throw coming home pulls Disson off the bag,
and it was a bases stealing double for Jet Green. Third hit inches away from making an incredible catch, and the Mets lead is now up to 5, their longest lead of the season against the Threshers. All three of those runs will be drops to Wilkinson. And it is a 3-run double for Jet Williams.
Fergus did not miss that one by much. Just a loop fly ball out into right that makes it 7-2. Sixth hit of the game for the Mets, and now two gone with a man on second in the sixth. Carrozo hits this one up into left center field. Crawford calling off Boyd. He makes the catch, but he steps in front of the warning track, and that ends the sixth inning. But not before the Mets put 3 more runs on the board. The RBI double by Jet Williams makes it 7-2 as the Mets get those 3 runs on 2 hits with no errors and 1 man left. 7-2 Mets as we head into the seventh here at Golden Park.
Eat, drink, hunt, and hot zero. Safe Home Cleaning Services will meet all your needs, including carpet, tile, grout, upholstery, home and office cleaning. They specialize in residential and commercial properties on the entire Treasure Coast. Visit www.safecleanfl.com. And remember, it's not clean unless it's safe clean.
Seven to two to the lead now for St. Lucie, and Justin Crawford coming up to lead off the top of the seventh after finishing the sixth inning for the Threshers. Back on the mound is Benito Garcia, and the first pitch to Crawford in there for the called strike on a low heater. 2 singles and 2 stolen bases for Justin Crawford, who's got an 11-game on-base streak working. One now to Crawford. Garcia deals. Breaking ball misses low. And leaves it 1-1. One won the count. The stadium filling up as Crawford lines a pitch foul into the netting over the Mets dugout to make the count 1-2. With solid crowds this week at Clover Park, but no crowd is better than the one at Baycare Ballpark, where the Threshers will return on Tuesday to begin a 6-game homestand against the Dunedin Blue Jays. May 30th is the first day of that one, so get your tickets now at ThreshersBaseball.com and see the Threshers live and in person. 1-2 to Crawford, weak grounder over to third, charging is Reimer. He scoops it, sends it to first base, and beats Crawford by a step to get the first out of the second of the seventh inning. Crawford always forces the hands of opposing fielders with lightning fast speed, but not enough as Reimer makes a good play over at third. That'll bring up Otto Kemp, who has already extended his on-base streak with a walk on Thursday, which was still the first inning of this week's of this game. Yeah, it's one hit in now two games this series as he chases a low breaking ball to make it 0-1. He's 0-2 today, though, 1-7 on the series with a walk, which came on Thursday. Garcia, sent from the third base side of the rubber, deals the 0-1, fastball right down the middle, and it's 0-2. Kemp, the longest on base streak for the Threshers this season, at now 29 games, and the longest active on base streak this season. Fouls off the breaking ball to keep the count at 0-2. Overall, as Kemp taps the plate against Lenny with an 0-2 count on Benito Garcia, it is the second longest on base streak of the year. 0-2, high chopper down the third baseline, but just tailing foul. There was a 30-game on base streak that ended on. It ended a week ago by Chris Rotondo of the Palm Beach Cardinals. He reached base 60 times in those 30 games. Kemp has reached base 57 times over his last 29. So if he reaches base again today, he'll have 30 games on base. He won't reach base there. That's gone for sure. Scooped up by Ruben Sencio and sent to first for 2 outs in the seventh inning.
Number 45
score stays at 7-2 here in the top of the seventh inning, as Gabe Rincones Jr. is the last thing that stands between the Threshers and the seventh inning stretch. Rincones is 0-3, with a strikeout and two groundouts, both going towards second base. He's at the plate with nobody on and 2 outs. This one is hit the other way by Rincones, but it bounces foul. Liner chasing that rolls into left field for an 0-1 count. Rincones Jr., the Phillies minor league player of the month for the month of April, got his first two awards at the professional level on back-to-back days. First, it was the Phillies Minor League Player of the Month. Then, the Player of the Week, after going 8-for-20 with two home runs against St. Lucie. 0-1. Breaking ball, missing outside, count 1-1. This week, this is now the second game of the season where Rincones has played against the Mets. He is now 1-for-8 with a triple and a run score. And this is second game against St. Lucie. Now the 1-1, Garcia deals, fastball's roped up the middle. Knocked down onto the dirt by Villavicencio. The throw follows Martinez off the bat. Looked like St. Louis was Rincones Jr. This could be an infield hit. That was just an absolute rocket of a line drive by Rincones, and it is a two-out single for Gabe Rincones as his first hit of the series, and the Threshers have put up a base runner here in the seventh inning. Two gone and a man on first. Rincones, a great base runner. He is now fourth in the Florida State League with 17 stolen bases. And he's been caught 3 times. That'll bring up Jordan Disick with a man on first. He swings and misses in a breaking ball to make the catch 0-1. A walk and 2 strikeouts for Disick, so he's 0-2. With Rincones Jr. taking the lead off of first base. Disson, homer and 14 RBIs on the year. Rincones stays put. Disson swings at another breaking ball and count now 0-2. He's 1-for-6 on the series, walked twice and doubled back on Tuesday. He will not play in game 2, which likely will be Ryan Leach catching for the Threshers. 0-2, breaking ball, missing low. All gloved by Perozo to keep Rincones on first. It's 1-2. Lineup, of course, not officially announced, but I don't think I've ever seen a catcher play both games of the doubleheader. It has happened. I just have not seen it. 1-2 now to Disson. Rincones, short lead off first. He stays put. The 1-2, count on a miss. And that is strike number 3. Benito Garcia, the first strikeout of the day, a 2-out single. Runs on first base.
Let's all stand up.
That's going to be a long day.
Take
one big hit.
We
are into the bottom of the seventh inning. Stretch it out at Clover Park. Pressure's drawn 7-2. Here on the pressure's drawn 5-2. Alex Rayo back out for the bottom of the seventh inning. We're all stretched out, and it's 7-2 St. Lucie with the 3, 4, and 5 hitters of the Mets coming up. Wilfredo Lara has a 1-0 count, launches a fastball by Rayo, but that leaves the stadium in foul territory to even the count up at 1-1. Lara has been quiet since his two-run shot in the first inning, 2 strikeouts, looking in each of his last 2 at-bats. Now the 1-1. Hit on the ground to short, fielded in the backhand fashion by Rincon, sends it over to first to see a glove. And then the first down of the
7-5.
Put it back up and John back to the Mets dugout. 1-3-4 on the deck. That'll bring up Jacob Ryder, who's been great on defense, but nothing really to show for on the offensive side. He struck down in the first. And is 0-4-3, a strikeout, ground out, and a flyout. First pitch from Rayo is a fastball over the plate for a called strike one. Reimer, the second strikeout victim of Alex McFarland, currently in line for the loss. To 1-5 strikeouts McFarland had. The 0-1, breaking ball, just missing to the count of 1-1. Rayo, the only Rushers pitcher without a strikeout just yet. 5 from McFarland and 3 from Wilkinson. 1-1 the count. Rayo deals. Hit the other way into right field. If it's fair, it's trouble, and that bounces foul in the right field corner. Well tracked by Ferguson. He might have been able to hold Reimer to just one base or even throw him out at second, but you don't know. One ball, 2 strikes, 1 out with Reimer at the plate, Rayo on the mound in the bottom of the seventh inning. 7-2 the lead for the St. Lucie Mets. The pitch from Rayo is going to miss out 2-2, looking at the split. Rayo, the 2-2. Fastball called strike 3 on the outside corner as Alex Rayo gets up to 95 on the heater to get the second out of the seventh inning. Second strikeout of the game for Reimer, 9th by Crusher's pitcher, and that's Rayo's first of the day. And on the season, he has now struck out 29 with now 10 appearances quarter of them coming down to the bullpen. First pitch to Yoel Martinez in there for a called strike and a fastball on the outside corner. Blair working with his A pitch to make it 0-1. Martinez, 2-for-3 with a run score and a double back in the first inning. 0-1. Swing and a miss. A nasty, nasty curveball by Alex Rayo, and that makes the count 0-2. Plenty of Threshers representation as some cheers for that nice breaker. 0-2 pitch, tapped out to first base. Fielded on a hop by Castillo, and that time the first base back to get out Martinez. 1-2-3, seventh inning, and the Threshers now have two frames left to complete the comeback. They've got a long way to go, though. 7-2 to score as the Threshers trail heading into the eighth. Coming up for the Threshers in the eighth inning. Chad Castillo leading things off, having maybe the best day of any Threshers hitter. 2-for-3 with a double and a run scored, but Clearwater trailing 7-2 here in the eighth inning. Benito Garcia back out as Castillo pulls back the bunt. The count now 1-0. Garcia has already gone an inning and a third with one strikeout, has yet to allow. Well, to Castillo, Garcia sent from the stretch, and he did. Breaking ball, rolling away, count 2-0. Castillo averaged back over 200 after two hits today. Five-game hit streak working for the Threshers' first baseman. Now the 2-0, Garcia kicks and deals. Hit on a line, out to second, fielded on a pair of hops by Lara, bumbled, but he sends it to first in time for out number one. So Castillo drops to 2-for-4. He's been doubled twice on ground ball outs to second base. Still, though, Castillo in a multi-hit game for the fifth time this year. That'll bring up Marlon Boyd, who has 7 multi-hit games, now 8, as he has 2 singles, a stolen base, and a run scored in a 2-for-2 day. He has reached base each of the 3 times he's been up to the plate. First pitch to Boyd, fastball right down Main Street. He looks at it, though, and it's 0-1. Another hit here by Boyd would tie his career high that was set in his first game as a Thresher. 3 hits against the Tampa Tarpons back on August 27th of last year. Boyd handcuffed on a fastball. He goes around and counts 0-2. Good pitch by Garcia. Again, Boyd to go. His average up to 272 on a 2-hit day. With stolen base number 23 in his pocket as well. Here's the 0-2. Inside, and that barely misses Boyd. And the count now 1-2. Boyd, the left fielder, versatile in the outfield, able to play at all 3 outfield positions, in which he has done at least once in this season. 1-2, weakly chopped foul. That's going to land on the netting next to the St. Lucie dugout. Foul stay 1-2. 7-2 is the score. Threshers trail by 5 runs in the top of the 8th. The only time they've trailed against St. Lucie all season long. They have won each of the first 8 games against the Mets. 1-2. Breaking ball, missing low, and a count 2-2. Boyd, not a guy you want to let back into the count. A really patient hitter. Has some pop, but definitely more of a contact guy with more speed than really anyone can handle. The 2-2. Swing and a miss. There is strike 3. Second K of the day for Benito Garcia. That's 2 gone.
Number 17, Cade Fergus.
Bring up Cade Fergus. He was out in blank tonight, 1-for-3 on the day with a single in his third stolen base of the Rushers trail by 5, 2 outs in the top of the 8th inning. And Garcia remaining on the hill for the Mets, likely to see him out for the 9th as he has only thrown 31 pitches with 22 in for strikes. First pitch to Fergus in there for a calling strike, the fastball makes it all in. Fergus with a pair of RBIs this series and a hit in all 3 games he has played against St. Lucie this week. 0-1. Hit the other way. Foul. And 0-2. Fergus on the series as he's 1-for-3 today. He's 3-for-8 with 2 RBIs and 2 runs scored. Also a stolen base. 0-2. Chopped foul, that's going to land off the hit off the ring in the Mets dugout. We'll stay 0-2. Two outs here in the 8th. 0-2 pitch, hit up the middle into the gap, and that's going to go for extra bases for Fergus. He sprints around first and heads to second base. The ball picked up at the base of the wall by Blaine McIntosh, and it's a stand-up two-out double for Cade Fergus. 10th hit of the day for the Threshers, and Fergus is on base for the second time. He is 2-for-4 with the Threshers' second extra base hit of the day. There is just always some amount of fight on this team. And it's going to be difficult in this 8th inning with 2 outs, but this is just not a team that you can count out. They can score runs in a hurry. And Fraylin Minnietti has been the guy to do that this series. His 2 hits have driven in a total of 4 runs in a 2-for-6, 2 games against the St. Lucie Mets. First pitch to Minnietti, break the ball over the heart of the plate and makes it over and one. Minnietti 1-for-3 for the second time this series. He's going to have one more at bat to add to that at least. 2 RBI single on Wednesday, 2 RBI single here today. He's got a stolen base as well as the 0-1 pitch is hit on a line out to left field. No run needed for Ochoa. He takes a step in his right and makes the catch for the final out of the inning. But Fergus got himself on second with a 2-out double. The Threshers, though, leave a man stranded on second base. And 2 more half innings to try and complete the comeback. It's 7-2 St. Lucie. We head to the mound.
And for more about that, including St. Lucie Collision, you can enjoy spacious rooms that combine comfort and functionality, high-speed internet, flat-screen smart TVs, work out in the spacious fitness center featuring Peloton, and eat breakfast at the bistro. They're located in Tradition, a short drive to Clover Park. Located in St. Lucie West, Adam G. Joyce's Wine Bar is a hidden gem that offers of signature seafood, cold water oysters, homemade crab cocktails, and curated wine lists. It's also got exceptional hospitality, live cheese restaurants, and more. Happy hour daily, featuring half-off drinks and half-off appetizers, and 6. For more info, visit the IG Oyster and Wine Bar.com. Oh. New Jersey Royals, Tomlinson, Gage Estevista. Number 45, left fielder, Scott Oma.
New pitcher for the Threshers, now four in the box score here on Saturday night. It's Jaden Estanista coming on the mound to face off against Scott Ota, Kevin Villavicencio, and Blaine McIntyre. First pitch with a bottom eight is in there for a strike on the heater. Estanista is the number 27 prospect in the Phillies organization with five relief appearances, seven overall. 0-1. Fastball in there for a called strike two on Ota, who is without an official at bat so far today. Scored two runs on RBIs from Ryland Thomas and Jack Williams. Also has a stolen base. Next pitch, breaking ball outside, count one and two. Estanista is a three-pitch pitcher, cutter, splitter, and a four-seam fastball with an ERA of 5.52 in 14 and two-thirds innings. Estanista, the 1-2. Drilled into right field. Forgis chasing after it. That's going to bounce into the corner for a double. Ota stands up on second as Forgis fires the ball in. It's cut off by Kemp at second base. Ota has reached base all four times he's come to the plate and is one for one with a double here in the corner. That will bring up Kevin Villavicencio, who drove in a run in the first. In two-thirds innings combined over his last, just one inning over his in his last start. I'm looking at the wrong thing again. 1 2/3 innings since. I'm going to stop trying to make that happen as Villavicencio sends the first pitch he sees foul on the right field. Castillo back at first, he was there for the chase. It was due to distance to come out and have a chat with Jaden Estanista, who's got a man on second after the only batter he's faced here in the bottom of the eighth inning. 7-2 the score. We will have another game in this doubleheader. This one will be finished in nine innings unless the Threshers can come back on a miraculous comeback, which certainly is not out of the question for this team. They just have three outs left to work with. Disson back behind home plate. Game two of this series will begin approximately 30 minutes after this ball game. I'll stay on for the bridge show for the entire of the extra inning one. 0-1 count to Villavicencio. Estanista deals. Cutter hit high in the air behind home plate. Disson flips off the mask for the left fielder into the stands and ran into the arms of a lucky fan. It's an 0-2 count to Villavicencio. With a man on second, nobody out still. Utah stands on second, takes a short lead. He's got a stolen base already today, five on the season. He has yet to be caught. It's an 0-2 now to Villavicencio. Estanista looks over at second and fires home. The 0-2 misses outside on the cutter and lands in the third. Villavicencio will fly out to right on the first pitch he saw in his last at bat. Now he faces a 1-2 count with nobody out in the air. Five runs is the deficit for the Threshers. It's 7-2 in favor of the Mets. Estanista deals. Fastball inside. And that evens the count to 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Estanista looks at second and deals. Fouled away right into the awaiting arms of Gilbert Gomez, the Mets manager who's coaching third base. 2-2 count still to the Mets shortstop. 5-run lead for St. Lucie, despite the fact the Threshers have outhit the Mets 10-7. Clearwater has not lost a game in a week. Let's take three-game win streak down. This one's hit on a line into left field for a base hit. That shouldn't move Otah past third as Boyd is right on it, and Minietti gets the throw on the cutoff. Otah on third, and Villavicencio on first with the second single. 7-2 the lead. The Mets now have 8 hits on today's game. And that brings up Lane McIntosh, who walked and scored back in the sixth inning. Flied out to set to left twice in today's contest, though. So he's 0-2 with the run. He's got runners on the corner. 6 RBIs, the longest amount in the Mets starting lineup today. First pitch inside, no block by Disson on the fastball from Estevez. Still count with 1-1. McIntosh, 1-42 hitter on the year, 0-2 here tonight. Infield moving in. Expecting the bunt. As timeout not granted to McIntosh. He's back in the batter's box with the entire infield in. Double play potential on first. Off goes the runner in Villavicencio in at second base safely on the 2-0 pitch from Castaneda. Likely going to be ruled defensive indifference. There was no one covering second base for Clearwater. So another double play for a run trade won't happen. The Threshers just trying to keep runs off the scoreboard with two runners in scoring position and nobody out. This one is hit on a line out to right field, and the run will come in on the base hit by McIntosh. Scoring from third is Otah, and it's 8-2. The Mets in the lead. Villavicencio moving to third. McIntosh and a base hit. Once again, runners on the corners, nobody out. Three hits have come across for the first three batters here in this eighth inning. So extra insurance allowed for St. Lucie as the Threshers trail by 6 and have not trailed by this many runs in quite some time. Still though, they are in the lead in the West Division. And as Ryland Thomas takes a look at an inside cutter. He's got an RBI single today. 1-for-3 with a strikeout on his last at bat. Last time the Threshers even trailed by this much was on May 11th against Dunedin, as they lost by 10 runs against the Blue Jays in a series that they split. It's 2-0 now. Ryland Thomas, good runners on the corners, and nobody out in the bottom of the eighth inning. Pitch a fastball, missing low, and the count 3-0. Only warming up in the Threshers bullpen, with 3 hits allowed for the first 3 batters, and now a 3-0 count on the 4th, the number 9 hitter, Ryland Thomas. Second base is open, and inching towards it is McIntosh. Next pitch, inside corner, called strike 1 on the fastball by Estanista to make the count 3-1. The rest of single A is beginning to start. Only one other game going on right now in the Florida State League as back and forth safely is playing McIntosh. Tampa has come back to take the lead against Palm Beach. It's 6-3 Tarpons in the bottom of the eighth inning, but the tying run is at the plate for the East Division leaders in the Cardinals. 3-1, this is hammered out in the air, out to right field. Should be enough to score the run from third. Fergus underneath it, he's got a cannon. He sends the throw home, it's cut off by the pitcher. The throw to second base as the runner tags in time. Ryan Rinko tags the man out at second base, but Villavicencio scores on the sacrifice fly that turns into a double play. The bases are now clear as McIntosh out at second on a 3-6 putout
It's a sacrifice fly and an RBI for Rylan Thomas. And the score is now 9-2 with two outs. So that'll bring up Jett Williams with two outs and two runs home for St. Lucie. They are lead by 7. 9-2 the score. Williams awaits the first pitch. The fastball in there for a called strike, count 0-1. Williams broke the game open in the 6th with a 3-run double after the Threshers put across their only two runs in the bottom of the 6th inning. Did he go? Williams checks his swing. The appeal to the first base umpire and Nobu Goto says that he did. It's quickly an 0-2 count to the Mets DH. They've got two runs across here in the 8th inning. And they lead it 9-2. It's Estanisa's inning to finish, and he's a strike away from doing so thanks to a double play on the sacrifice fly out to right field. 9-3-6. Gone out McIntosh. Scoring on the play was essential. Called strike 3 from Estanista, so he finishes his inning with a strikeout to Jett Williams, who is now 3 Ks so far today. But St. Lucie gets 2 more runs on 3 hits, no errors, and nobody left. And we're heading into the 9th inning. 9-2 the score. The Threshers looking to make a comeback.
Just Salad is open to all sports shops. 50 Florida locations and counting. They have salads, wraps, warm bowls, avocado toast, and more. They have $5 off when you download their app and use code STLMEDS5 at the checkout. And games, don't forget to stop by the 50/50 kiosk on the top.
With hot is building, and you don't have to be present to win. This week's charity is United Against Poverty.
Now on the table for our Mets, number 54, Ryan Grisky.
Battle of the Bryans as Brian Rincon fouls the second pitch of the night into right field. It's a 1-1 count as Brian Gursky is on the mound for the St. Lucie Mets. Second time he has faced the Threshers this season. Now a 1-1 count against the Threshers shortstop. The pitch misses low on the breaking ball. And now 2-1 to Rincon, who is 0-4 today with 2 ground outs of combat. William one count now, which misses in the dirt to Rincon. Rushers trail by 7, their largest deficit
since the loss against Dunedin a couple weeks ago in her last road trip. 3-1 the count. Drozdy deals. Rincon takes a fastball on the inside corner. And now 4-3-2. Top of the order for the Threshers here in the ninth inning as Rincon bounces this back up the middle, fielded by Villavicencio on the mound. First base. Full count ground out to short. One down in the ninth.
Justin Crawford.
And that bring up Justin Crawford. He's got 2 hits and stolen bases. He's got 2 stolen bases. One of those stolen bases today, the other on Thursday. This is a continuation of the Thursday game that was rained out. And game one of a doubleheader. First pitch to Crawford. He pulls back the bunt as the breaking ball misses outside. Can't run. And up. Crawford, batting average back up to 321, 8th in the Florida State League. Now the 1-0. Chopper down the third base line. Fielded with a bare hand by Reimer. No play at first base. It's only the second time this season Justin Crawford has reached base to deal a base hit. Tying his season high. It is the 4th 3-hit game by Justin Crawford. Too much speed for the 4th-round pick out of Bishop Gorman High School in Las Vegas. And that brings up Otto Kemp, his last chance to extend his hit streak to 11 games. He'll be the first Thresher to do so. He's reached base in each of his last 29 with a walk on. This has popped up in foul territory down the first baseline. Martinez giving chase, and that ball lands in the stands. Make it down the line. Kemp walked on Thursday in the first inning, and is 0-3 today with ground outs in each of his last 2 at-bats. It's now 0-1. Crawford ready to go off of first base, taking the lead, and is held on by Yoel Martinez. Next pitch misses outside, count 1-1. Crawford would become the second player in the Florida State League to breach 20 stolen bases if he gets another swipe. Marlon Boyd is the other. He's 2-for-3 in this game. 1-1, caught and miss, and a breaking ball outside. Now 1-2 to Otto Kemp. Crawford now tied with Seth Stevenson for second in the Florida State League with 19 stolen bases, 2-for-3 today. He's got a short lead off first and a 1-2 count to Otto Kemp. The pitch. This is taken high in the air out to shallow right field. Crawford tracks back to first. This camping underneath it with Thomas, who makes the catch for the second out of the night. Otto Kemp's history at 10 straight. He is 0-for-4 with a walk today, so the on-base streak will remain intact after the fly out to right field. So the Threshers now down to their final out. Well, they've got a rally starter at the plate in Gabe Rincones Jr. He's been one of the best power hitters in the Florida State League all season long as the fastball misses low and away to make the count 1-0. It's a left-on-left matchup. But Rincones Jr. is tied with Carlos Aguiar of Fort Myers and Jared Serna of the Tampa Tarpons with 17 extra base hits at 5th in the Florida State League. 5 of those extra base hits are home runs. 11 of them, are doubles, in which he's tied with Andrew Pizzetti for 4th in the Florida State League. Now ahead of the count, 2-0. Infield waxing off a little bit on Crawford, who takes it a short lead off first base. Slider in there for a ball strike on the outside corner, and the count is 2-1. 2 outs, the man on. The Threshers, 11 hits to the Mets, 9, but trail 9-2 here in the top of the ninth inning. Rincones needs to reach to keep this game alive. A 2-1 pitch, cover low, and the count now 3-1. Heavy-dose of cutters from Brian Gursky, who's thrown 16 pitches with 8 first strikes, 50-50 ratio. 3 balls and 1 strike. Gursky looks over at Crawford on first. He's not being held on by Martinez. A 3-1 bounced up the middle. That's going to be gloved by Villavicencio. Throw on the lawn does not get Rincones in time.
a difficult play at shortstop. It looked like that ball was destined for center field, but it's what still makes him for David Rincones Jr., who has singles in each of his last two at-bats. He's 2-for-5. Crawford is on second, and now the Threshers have a bit of a two-out rally for Brewing, but a lot of work to do. 9-2 the score. Back behind the plate goes Vincent Carrizo. Jordan Disson is 0-for-3 with a walk back in the second inning. He once again represents the Threshers' final chance. Staying alive is all the Threshers. They've got two on and two outs. Disson takes a look at a breaking ball inside, but that catches the plate for an online count. This is looking for his first hit of the game. Two on and two outs. Breaking ball low. Not even to count at 1-1. Strikeouts and 3 consecutive at-bats for Disson. But he's facing left-handed pitching for the first time today. Brian Gursky, the lone lefty to have entered the game for the Mets here today. 1-1 inside. Slider misses to make the count 2. Rincones Jr. on first, Crawford on second, both of them in the top 5 in stolen bases. David with 17, and Crawford with 19, tied for second. Rincones is tied for fourth. Sole possession of fourth now. See how bad my math and memory really is. Nope, he's in sole possession of third. Excuse me. Nope, memory's terrible. 3-1. At Disson, looking for his second walk of the day. Let off the second inning with one. Tries to load the bases. 3-1 outside to load the bases. He does. 2-out walk by Gursky, and the Threshers continue to stay alive here in the ninth inning. Bases all loaded for Chad Castillo, who has already doubled in score in a 2-for-4 day. Disson on first. A single easily should score 2-run. A double with the urgency that the Threshers have likely will clear the bases as the cutter misses outside, making the count 1-0 on Chad Castillo. Gursky drops the rosin and now awaits the 1-0. Here comes. Fastball to rosin. Oh, that catches the plate, and it's 1-1. It's ball on the outside corner, Kenny Garcia. The starting pitcher for game number 2 will be Gene Cabrera for Cruyff and Yordani Ventura for the St. Lucie Mets. Castillo lost this one into center field. This should do it. Turning to his right was McIntosh, now in left center field, and he makes the catch. And The Threshers fall to 31-11 and are leading 7 games ahead of Fort Myers in first place in the West Division. Palm Beach, who got 1-1 back on Tampa, now at the time with the go-ahead run at the plate in the ninth inning against the West Division's last cellar dwellers in the Tampa Tigers. Palm Beach leads St. Lucie by 13.5 games. St. Lucie gets their third win in their last 10. Threshers 7-3 in their last 10 games in the season. And their win streak of 3 games comes to an end as they fall 9-2 here in St. Lucie. A 2-home run and an RBI single made it 3-0 Mets after the game resumed in the bottom of the first inning here on Saturday the 22nd. Another run came home to the bottom of the fourth inning. Extended the Mets' advantage for 4-0. Chad Castillo reached base for 1-out double off of Mets reliever Douglas Orellana in the sixth. And he moved to third on an infield base hit.
Bonnie Marley on board. After stealing second, Wood and Castillo scored on a two-run single by Franklin Minietti that cut the Mets' lead in half to 4-2. Jet Williams extended the Mets' lead in the home half of the sixth. The bases clearing double that made it 7-2. Two more runs came across in the eighth inning thanks to a sacrifice fly and an RBI single. That finalized the score at 9-2, with the Threshers dropping their first game against St. Lucie this season. 9-2, the final score. Lucas Orellana moving to 2-2 on the season. He gets the win with two runs allowed on seven hits, two walks, and six strikeouts. On the way down to 4.45, McFarlane allowed four runs on three hits in 3 2/3 innings, two walks, and five strikeouts. Run average up to 4.06. Jonathan Petit. And the first pitch will be 7:20, according to the public address announcer here at Kroger Park. It's currently 6:40, so I'm going to take a short break.
And also, the next game will be a 7-inning game.
Stats about today's game and get you ready for the second game of action. Stick with us. We'll stay on the air until the second game concludes. The second game in this doublehead will be a 7-inning affair in which Gene Cabrera will face off against Jordan Ventura as the Threshers look to get back on the win streak. Threshers still in first place in the West Division. Trying to get their money through the season against the St. Louis. Back Bluewater takes the final season series between the two teams. We'll take a quick break. 9-2 the final score. St. Lucie victorious against the Threshers for the first time this season. We'll be right back. Stick with us on the Threshers Broadcast Network.
Thank you. close to the weekend. Yeah.
Justin Crawford tied his career high with his third ever multi-hit game, second of the season. Third ever three-hit game, I should say. Jack Castillo extended his hit streak to four straight games as the Rangers out-hit the Mets 12-9, and fell 9-2 in the ballgame. Castillo went 2-for-5 with a double and two runs scored. Both those runs were driven in by Franklin Minetti, who went 1-for-4. With a 2 RBI single back in the season. None of the lineups just yet, but we do know that it is Gene Cabrera who is getting a start for the year of all the Rangers. Cabrera is making his first appearance against St. Louis in his first start of the season, and he's 6-7 overall appearance. He's got a 1-1 record with a 5.40 ERA, 5 walks and 24 strikeouts, 11 earned runs in 18.4 runs. He'll be going up against Ventura for the St. Lucie Mets, who is making his second appearance against the Philadelphia Rangers. We're going to go live to you guys real quick. We're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back with more Rush's content in between games of this doubleheader.
Once again, thanks. Here we are with Lincoln's
St. Lucie. The Threshers down to 31-11, still with the top winning percentage in the entire minor league. On the Florida State League West. It's Team Cabrera getting the start for Florida, and behind him is Collins. The following is on the offense back in the order for the second time this season, and second center field, and doing the leadoff work for the Threshers. Justin Crawford, rushing up his is back in the second spot, but getting the second game off in the field. Okay, we're staying the three ball at second base. Gabriel Perez Jr. remains in the cleanup spot, moving from the DH spot up to left field. Jordan Byers returns to the Clearwater lineup after running 1-2 on Wednesday. He's out in right field, is in the sixth spot over in third base, scoring more. Had some kids second and the third start of the series. For the second start of the series in the third game, he's batting seventh in first base. Ryan Leach doing the catching and batting eighth. And Utah, the shortstop for the Colorado Threshers. Jim Cabrera, as I mentioned, on the mound, 1-1. Away of 5-4. The second appearance of the Browns. They come in last in the East Division, 2.5 games behind Palm Beach. That game has just been final. We get to the scores. Quarterbacks with Fred O'Mara, who jumped to the lead-off spot in the end, from second base, Jack Green. Batting fifth, Eduardo Salazar back in the game in the sixth spot. And it was big. Ryan Thomas moves up a couple spots in the order into center field. Reached the right field. Against the Dodgers this season, doing the catching. And Gray McIntosh making a run out the order for the St. Lucie Mets. He is moving into right field. For St. Lucie, Jordani Ventura will be doing the starting for the Mets. He has been a very consistent starter for the Mets this season. In what will be his ninth game, eighth start, he's gone 25-2/3 innings with a record of 1-1 and an ERA of 4.91. Bowen's hitting .268 against the Dominican right-hander from the capital of Dominican Republic in Santo Domingo. This is his second start against the Clearwater Threshers. He took the bump in game two of Clearwater's six-game sweep of the St. Lucie Mets when inning and two-thirds allowed 7 runs on 8 hits with 3 walks and 1 strikeout, taking what was his first loss of the season. He has not lost a game since, coming off of a 5-inning win, his first victory of the season against the Palm Beach Cardinals, who lead the Florida State League East Division. The Threshers getting ready to get started in game two. The Brownsburg currently on the field, fixing up the dirt. The Brownsburg's even better. Really appreciate the job that St. Lucie's Brownsburg has done, particularly after the wide storms over the past couple of days. Great job that they have done. They get this field ready for about 20 minutes. Take a short break as. Then we'll give you some scores around the minor leagues and the major leagues, and then we'll have
drop game one, but they look set to get the second game and earn a split of the very first doubleheader of the season. Stick with us.
Some of the Phillies system has just gotten started. 2-0 Buffalo in the bottom of the first inning against the Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs in AAA action. Weston Winston up with two on and one out against Mitch Wright of the Buffalo Bisons. Harrisburg and Redding just underway. Johan Rojas with one man on and one out in the bottom of the first inning. The so-called score that's Baldwin, Jersey Shore, and Aberdeen. Inning. On the start, Rick Jordan Fowler, pressure last season, record of 3-1 in the ERA of 3.38, looking to get the start against the Aberdeen Ironbirds. That game set to start in about 5 minutes. In the rest of the Florida State League, one game is final. Palm Beach taking the victory over the Tampa Tarpons to remain 14.5 games ahead of the St. Lucie Nets. Sorry, remain 14 games. That's 7-6, the final score in the comeback victory. Palm Beach down as much as 6-3 in the afternoon contest. Fort Myers has a 1-0 lead against the Dunedin Blue Jays in the bottom of the second inning. Jupiter trailing Bradenton 3-0 after a 3-1 bottom half of the first inning by the Marauders. Daytona and Lakeland coming in with an identical record of 18-25. It's currently the Tortugas with a 1-0 lead over the Lakeland Flying Tigers. We're on the bottom of the second there in Daytona Beach. And the Threshers and St. Lucie Mets have a little less than 20 minutes before they get started here at Clover Park. We'll give you a spin around the major leagues in just a second. First, we're going to take a quick break as we get ready for game two of a seven-inning doubleheader here on the Panthers Broadcast Network. That much closer to seven in the action between the Threshers and the St. Lucie Mets. Greenwater dropping game one of this twin bill by a 9-2 score. First time they've lost to St. Lucie all season. And they're getting ready to get started at Clover Park. While we wait, we'll take you for a spin around the major leagues. Almost every game that will be played tonight has either finished up or gotten started, with two games yet to begin, three on the cusp of getting started, 8-9 final score. Beginning with the Phillies, who took a pitcher's duel all the way through. 2-1 victory over the Atlanta Braves. Zach Wheeler getting back to 500, his fourth win of the season. And Charlie Morton gets the loss for Atlanta. Craig Kimbrel, the night after getting save number 400 in his career, gets his seventh save as a Philadelphia Philly for number 401. 2-1 the final score. Phillies get their second straight win against the Braves. 9 hits to Atlanta's 4 in the victory. Staying in the National League, the Giants take down the Brewers in Milwaukee with Camilo Doval getting his 14th save of the season. Logan Webb getting win number 4. And Corbin Burns not getting a decision in another strong pitch effort. 3-1 final score in Milwaukee. The Dodgers take on the Rays, and that were two of the best records in the entire major leagues. It is the Tampa Bay Rays who get the loss. They're down to 38-16. LA gets a 6-5 victory at the Trump. The Mariners blank the Pirates 5-0 in Seattle. A win going to Luis Castillo, his first of the season. Another interleague matchup at the K. Nationals take down the Royals 4-2. Number 23 on the season. Defending champion Astros moves to a 6-3 win over the Oakland A's. The Valdez getting a win. Ryan Freshman breaking into double digits with his 10th save of the season. Rangers take down the Orioles for the second straight night. 5-3 victors are the Texas Rangers. Andrew Heaney and Dean Kramer, the starter and the leading pitchers, getting the decisions and a complete game victory for Andrew Heaney. 6 hits, 3 runs scored. Twins beat the Blue Jays 9-7. Pablo Lopez getting his fourth win as a Twin, throwing himself even at 500. Chris Bassett taking the loss 4-1. In Detroit, the White Sox get a victory over the Tigers 7-3 in an AL Central matchup. The Yankees take down the Padres in 10 innings, 3-2 the final score. Isaiah Kiner-Falefa on the walk-off hit. Clay Holmes getting win number 3 of his season. As for the games that are currently going on, there are just 3 that are getting ready to get started across the major league. Red Sox and Diamondbacks are about to get started. Garrett Whitlock is going to take the mound for the Red Sox against Ben Davies of the Arizona Diamondbacks. Reds and Cubs will do battle at Wrigley Field. Jameson Taillon the righty getting the start for Chicago. And a good pitching matchup from Tanner Beebe going against Jack Flaherty in a cross-interleague Central Division matchup. Cardinals of the NL Central, the Guardians of the AL Central. Mets and Rockies will be battling about 2 hours with Justin Verlander making the start in Colorado against Tyler Anderson of the Rockies. And Ed Cabrera getting the start against Shohei Ohtani. He is 5-1 with 3.05 ERA. Angels are at home against the fourth place in the NL East. More than that, on the West Coast. And that's it for the Major League scores. As we are getting ready to go here in St. Lucie. 8-1 is the record the Rutgers have against the St. Lucie Mets. We'll tell you more about that as we take another break. We get ready for game two of the Twin Bill here on the Pressures Broadcast Network. Thank you.
We have two more birthdays today, Cody and Chloe Scott. Chloe is going to drive the first pitch, so when you're ready, Chloe. Let's get Chloe then. Are you ready, Cody? It's your pitch.
Saturday night, one win already for the Mets. The Threshers looking to get up to 32 wins on the season. They still lead the West Division. As we take a look at the Florida State League
standings
on Saturday night, 19 in the first game, St. Louis with their first win over the Clearwater Threshers, whose minor league leading win percentage is down to 7.38. 7 wins in their last 10 games. They still have a run differential of plus 65, which leads the entire Florida State League, and have scored 253 runs on the season, almost 20 runs more than the next closest team. They have a 7-game lead against the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles, who they will play the next time. And Blue Jays split the first series in Dunedin, with Clearwater taking the series split for the second time on the season. In the rest of the West Division, Bradenton in third place at 8.5 games back. 23-20 is their record. They're a half a game ahead of the Dunedin Blue Jays, who are 22-20 on the season. They're 9 games out of first place. Lakeland is 18-25, 13.5 games back. Tampa, 15 games back after their loss to the Conjun Cardinals. They are 17-27 this season. In the East Division, Palm Beach, the leaders, a game and a half ahead of the Jupiter Hammerheads, who are currently playing against the Bradenton Marauders. Jupiter trailing 3-0 in the top of the third in that game. They will move down to 2 games back. They move to 24 and 20. Daytona is 7.5 games back in the third, 14 games back on the St. Louis and Mets, 11-31, the bottom feeders record runs of the entire Florida State League. They have a run differential of minus 63, that's lowest in the league as well. At home, St. Louis 7-17, the Threshers 11-7 on the road, 20-4 at home, including 6 wins against the St. Lucie Mets. Overall this season, the Threshers losing to St. Lucie for the first time in a year. The Mets took last year's season series by a combined, by the 3 wins against St. Lucie, with Threshers 9 losses in 12 games. This year, it will be 11 games in the series, and one of the 6 games that we will answer in the future. The Threshers will take the season series, it's just a matter of how many games. 2 games already against St. Lucie's. To clinch a series victory today, will be a 7-inning contest in a doubleheader. Threshers fell 9-2 against the St. Lucie Mets. McFarland drops to only 3 for Rihanna, up to 2-2 as the Threshers.
Here are your umpires for today's game. Mike Tomlin, Boo Boo. and on the bases, Kenny Garcia.
And Gilbert Gilman.
Please turn your attention to Clover Visitors
tonight
for a very special Memorial Day meeting.
Gocho is the home plate umpire. Kenny Garcia is on the base pass.
A day remembered the men and women of the United States Armed Forces who paid the ultimate price in service of our country. Because of their sacrifice, we as a nation are free to exercise our illegal rights. Throughout America's remarkable history, many honored this sacred day. General Morgan Shores,
it doesn't take a hero to order men to battle. Takes a hero to be one of those men who goes into battle.
They are the legacies of an unbroken chain of proud men and women who serve their country with honor. Who made sure so that we might know peace. Who break hardship so that we might know opportunity. Who paid the ultimate price so that we
President Woodrow Wilson, there is no immortality sitting in theirs. We come not for their sakes, but for our own. In order that we may drink in the same springs of inspiration which they themselves drank.
Our troops are the foundation of America. Like Washington, Jefferson, and all of our founding fathers, Americans of every generation are ready to fight and die for those inalienable rights.
General George S. Patton, it is foolish and wrong to want the men to die. Rather, we should thank God that such a movement. President Ronald Reagan,
we see these soldiers in our minds as old and wise. We see them in our founding fathers, old and gray hair. Those noble boys when they died. They gave them two lives. The one that they were living, and the one they would have lived.
Lieutenant Flexen to Toronto. Airfield to Pearl Harbor. D-Day to Desert Storm. Their sacrifices paved the way for the spirit of Missouri and all great nations to flourish. Today, we reflect. Today, we remember. Today, we say thank you.
Rushers and Mets coming up next.
Please rise.
Broadcast Network as we take some time to honor our country.
Today's national anthem will be performed by the sister of St. Lucie Mets player Blaine McIntosh, Tristan McIntosh.
Can you see my love was so proudly held at twilight last night, whose rushes and bright stars through the
Rosario getting the nod in center and getting the leadoff nod for the Clearwater Threshers. Rosario 1-for-4 with an RBI and a run scored back on Wednesday morning. And now he takes the first pitch of the ball game, missing low for ball number one. Rosario actually drove in the go-ahead run in Wednesday afternoon's victory over St. Lucie. As the pitch in there for a called strike on a fastball by Yordani Ventura. 8 hits, 7 runs, an inning and 2/3 against St. Lucie, or for St. Lucie, against the Threshers, allowed by Ventura back on April 26th when the Threshers took on the St. Lucie Mets at BayCare Ballpark. It's now a 1-2 count to Rosario, the leadoff man for Clearwater. As now the 1-2. Swing and a miss. There is strike 3. Rosario, the leadoff man, down on strikes. And take it through the rest of the Threshers' life as number 2, Justin Crawford,
comes up to the plate. Otto Kemp will bat third for the second consecutive game. Gabe Rincones Jr. stays in a cleanup spot for the Threshers as well. Jordan Byers will bat fifth and play right field. Felix Reyes, the sixth hitter, as Ventura gets Crawford to slap a ball over to second base. Fielded on a hop by Wilfredo Lara, and that was two outs on the first five pitches of game 2. Colt Moore batting 7th, Ryan Lynch batting 8th, and Eric Brito batting 9th, rounding out the order for the Threshers. Otto Kemp off the plate, 29 games consecutively reaching base. His hit streak over a 10 after going 0-4 in game 1. Kemp takes a look at the first pitch. He holds up his swing, and Kenny Garcia confirms that he did not get it. It's 1-1. We will set the defense for St. Lucie. Eduardo Salazar at first, Equator Lara at second, Jet Williams at short, and Junior Tillian at third. Now the 1-0 coming from Ventura. Way outside on the slider, count 2 and 0. In the outfield for the Mets, Scott Ota in left, Ryland Thomas in center, and in right field is Blaine McIntosh. His sister just performed a lovely rendition of the National Anthem. 2-0 fastball upstairs to make it 3-0. And Otto Kemp is on the cusp of tying Chris Rotondo for the longest on-base streak in the Florida State League this season. He had a leadoff walk a lot back on Thursday. He swings and misses a high fastball to make the count 3-1. And a leadoff walk today. Kemp has reached base 57 times over his last 29 games. And he will not do so there. Breaking ball in there for called strike 2 when the count fills up to the Threshers' second baseman. Kemp awaits the payoff pitch, swings and misses, but the pitch bounces out of Montigua's glove. As we have Montigua, the catch is going to the fourth, and then to the second of the game for your Diane Ventura. It's much smoother than a dig in Clearwater. Now, bottom of the first coming up, Drew Cabrera leads the Threshers. For game 2 of this doubleheader here on the Threshers Broadcast Network. Leads off the bottom of the first against Gene Cabrera. Cabrera sends the first pitch a fastball that is tagged back by Lara into right field, and the catch made by Jordan Byers. One pitch, one out in the spot.
Number 4, shortstop,
now sends a fire to Jordan Byers in game number 2. Jet Williams, the number 2 hitter, coming up to the box. Junior Tillian batting 3rd, Jacob Reimer batting 4th, Scott Ota the 5-hitter, and Al Cabrera sends the first pitch to Williams. Williams lets the fastball go up and in, and counts 1-0. Eduardo Salazar, number 6 hitter for St. Lucie, Ryland Thomas batting 7th, Andrea Montigua batting 8th, as the breaking ball flutters in for a called strike to Williams, evening the count at 1-1. Blaine McIntosh, number 9 hitter for the St. Lucie Mets. 1-1,
fouled away by Williams and the count one and two to the Braves. Cabrera, fourth start of the season, eighth overall appearance. And he'll start in game number two, of course, in the slide and change with the fastball racking up to 96 miles an hour. Slider, his secondary pitch, and his changeup is mixed in there occasionally as well. Here's the 0-2. Williams sends this one back into right center field. Bottoms his arm coming, as is the second baseman Kemp, but it's Ricardo Rosario who makes it to him as well on the shallow center field for the second.
Number 18,
third baseman, Peter Zillian. Second defense, 4-3-1 pressure. Begin with Ford Moore at first base. Otto kept that second once again. Eric Brito at short. Felix Reyes at third base. Abram Conas Jr. in left field. And Junior Tillian takes the first pitch and called strike on a slider from Gene Cabrera. Abram Conas Jr. in left. Ricardo Rosario making his first start of the year in center field. And Jordan Byers in right as the breaking ball bounces in front of home plate. Even up the count at one to Junior Tillian. The Mets wearing specialty jerseys in honor of Memorial Day. White pants, all white pants. And it's going to be a while to describe these specialty jerseys as there's a lot going on for St. Lucie. Here's the 1-1. Hit on the line into left field. And Junior Tillian keeps the line alive with a two-out base hit. The match, they got 9 runs on 9 hits in game number one, and Junior Tillian, that's a single, which will actually be turning up Jacob Lyon. And those specialty jerseys, a little bit of a camo influence on the back, white fronts with the names in orange outlined in dark blue, and some designs interspersed is, I don't know the exact word for it, that one is grounded past the glove of three times to left field again. Jacob Lyon gets the second base hit of the inning. I don't know the technical term, but I know it signifies the military service and dignify the generals and more of that confetti than those hearty favors, the colorful military decorations that are adorned on a military uniform. The higher ranking that you are. If someone does want to make me sound like less of a fool, please message me on Twitter at Josh_Sperber to tell me what that is actually called. And you'll win a prize of my eternal adoration. This one is now into right field by Scott Oton. That's going to chase in the corner by Myers. One run will score easily and will be on third base if Jacob Lyon. You will score, and it's a stand-up triple from Scott Oton. They had not led in the entire 8 previous games against the Threshers. And now they take the lead on a 2 RBI triple by Scott Hotel. First hit to Salazar is taken for a called strike. As the slider gets by the Mets first baseman. Hotel on third with one out in front. Swing and a miss. Salazar chasing after a slider by Cabrera, who's attacking the Mets first baseman to try and end this inning quickly. Threshers have now trailed for the past 9 innings. Here's the 0-2. Cabrera deals. Fastball called strike three. Salazar can't touch it, and the outside corner heater puts the first inning to an end. So the Mets get 3 2-out base hits and put 2 runs in books. And they leave a man stranded 90 feet from home plate. But we know the bottom of the first inning in a 7-inning doubleheading contest. It is 2-0 in favor of the Mets.
And it's now time for the Saints outdoor skating contest. Reggie has not on the field. He's going to play along today. He's got the opportunity to get one of the 3 softballs into the net. So, into the
Close call. Try again, Don. Let's see if we can keep Don. Let's hear it again, Don. Thanks for playing, Don. You get a prize anyway. Thanks for coming out to the local park. Locally founded, open-driven, average state is partnered with Liberty Title Partners to help provide our community with the most comprehensive real estate experience. Whether permanent, seasonal, or just visiting, let Barrett help you realize your safe dreams. Dan James is walking around with a lunch ballpark tonight. Purchase 6 balls for $5 for your chance to win half the night's cash pot. Number 45, the fielder, Gabriel Rikonis, Jr.
A two-run first for St. Lucie, and the Mets in the lead as Jordani Ventura takes on Gabe Rincones Jr. to lead off the second. First pitch fastball at the feet of Rincones, and it's a 1-0 count to the Threshers' left fielder. Clearwater had their chances in the early game, finishing with 13 men left on base, a season high for the Threshers. Rincones had two hits in his last two at-bats, and he's looking to stay high. Curve ball on the outside corner evens up the count at 1-1. Rincones finished the first game 2-for-5 with singles in the 7th and the 9th innings. 1-1, hit on a line foul, and the hard stroke is still there, but Rincones coming around a little bit early on the Ventura breaking ball to make the count 1-2. 2-0 the score, St. Lucie leads in the top of the 2nd inning. This game will only last 7 innings in the minor league doubleheader rules. Now it's a 1-2. Rincones drills this into deep center field. Sprinting back is Thomas on the track, and that ball one hops the wall. Rincones will stand up at second base with a double and stay right there as Ryland Thomas gets the throw into the cutoff man at short. 3 hits and 3 straight at bats for Gabe Rincones Jr., and this one is an extra base hit. The 3rd extra base hit the Threshers have hit today. That brings up the time run in Jordan Byers. And after that, baseball was just obliterated by Rincones Jr. A short meeting on the mound initiated by Adriel Lantigua, who's making his season debut against the Threshers. He did not play against Clearwater in the first 6 games in Bay County Ballpark. Now it's Jordan Byers, the lefty, against the right-handed Ventura, looking to start a hit parade that had Ventura taken out of the game in the 2nd inning when this team went to Clearwater. First pitch to Byers is hit on the ground to first. Salazar takes it to the bag himself for the first out in the inning. Byers gets a productive outfield as well. Reyes Jr. is 90 feet from home plate. That'll bring up Felix Reyes, the 3rd baseman for the Threshers. He does represent the tying run. 4 RBIs, but no homers in around 10 games for Clearwater thus far. Reyes hitting just over 300 on the season. Man on third with one out as Ventura deals. Reyes hits this the other way, high and deep, but foul into right field, landing in the Indian River State College Pioneer patio out in right. 1-1 count to the Threshers' 3rd baseman. Ventura is set from the first base side of the rubber. Ventura, the 0-1, inside, and Reyes called a timeout just in time. So the pitch does not count. A cold ball by Ventura will fall on deaf ears. 0-1 the count to Reyes, who's back in the batter's box, and the pitch clock resumes. Ventura still taking his time to get set as Reyes is a statue in the right-handed batter's box. Now 5 on the pitch clock. Ventura kicks and deals. Reyes fouls this one off the railing in the Threshers' dugout and a penalty. Reyes came into the league as a corner outfielder. Did get some time at first base last year, but all spring long, he worked and worked to try and make the move to third base. And he is now in his 2nd game at third base in his minor league career for the Threshers. 0-2. Hit into right field. Rincones goes back to third. And it's a sliding drive by Blaine McIntosh that is not caught. It's an RBI single for Felix Reyes. I thought for a second McIntosh had it, but Rincones unnecessarily tags at third. And now Reyes is the tying run at first base with its fifth RBI of the season. Man on first with one out. On an RBI base knock by Felix Reyes. That'll bring up the left-handed hitter Cole Moore, who hit his only home run of the season on the road against Tampa, looking to get his second to give the Threshers a lead. He represents the go-ahead run with a tying run in Felix Reyes at first. First pitch to Moore misses down low, and the count is one and out. 2-1 is the score. St. Lucie in the lead as Moore looking to change that. He has played in all but one game this series, with now two starts coming on in a defensive replacement for the man on first base back on Tuesday. 1-0, fouled away. That one touches the netting behind home. And it counts even. 1-1. Reyes, not great speed. Likely to steal, but you never know. This Threshers team is the best base stealing team in all of single-A baseball. Reyes taking a big lead off of first. He's held on by Salazar. It's a 1-1. Moore awaits the pitch. It's a fastball on the inside part of the plate for a bad strike two. Reyes has yet to attempt a stolen base this season, but in 56 games last year, he stole three bases in six attempts. 1-2 now to Moore. Tying run on first. Ventura deals. Moore takes a look at a fastball. It's a 5-strike three. Third strikeout of the day for Yordani Ventura. And that brings up Ryan Leach. Leach came on board after David Ricketts was called up to Jersey Shore. Leach, a 22-year-old, that was Marshall. And Whitney, Ontario, in Canada. Sends the first pitch high in the air to shallow right center field. Chasing it is the second baseman, Lara. He makes the catch in between the center and right fielder to get the final out of the second inning. But the fifth RBI of the year by Felix Reyes puts the Threshers that much closer. This game is now 2-1 in favor of the Mets. Jude Cabrera coming back down for the blue line in the bottom of the second inning. Mets lead it by one. St. Lucie, and that's lead at 2-1, and Jude Cabrera sends the first pitch of the seventh, or the second, excuse me, fouled off for strike one to Ryan Thomas. Here's the 0-1, sliced foul again over the fence that is attacking Mets dugout, and it's quickly 0-2 to Ryan Thomas. Cabrera worked very quickly on the mound. At 10, he goes into his windup, sends the 0-2. This time, Ryan hits it in fair territory. Third time's a charm for Thomas, as it's another single to left field for St. Lucie. And he hits in the first, and he off the second. And he's on from Ryan Thomas. That's going to bring up the catcher in Adria Rafael Lantigua, making his first appearance against the Clearwater Threshers. The catcher for St. Lucie. First pitch to Lantigua in there for a called strike on the changeup by Cabrera, and the count is 0-1. Lantigua hitting .333 so far on the season, but he's really the third catcher used for the St. Lucie Mets, and a couple of rehabbers have not made it easy for him as well. Also, his fourth game of the season as he swings and misses to make the count 0-2. Called up from the Florida Complex League back on May the 16th, so in his second series. Went 1-for-3 in one game. This one is hit to third, on to second for one, on to first, double play, and the Threshers go around the horn. Felix Reyes, like a natural third baseman on the 5-4-3 twin count. So two down here in the second inning after the double play clears the bases, and Gene Cabrera is now facing the number 9 hitter in Blaine McIntosh. As previously mentioned, Blaine's sister Tristan sung the national anthem here today as the slider by Cabrera misses low to McIntosh. Count 1-0. He's played in both games of this doubleheader. Count 8, a walk, a one, and an RBI single, a 1-for-3 day back in game 1. Now the 1-0 misses upstairs to make the count 2-0. Cabrera will throw his 20th pitch, and he is just throwing strike after strike. 2-0 pitch is fouled away, and that is going to make the count 2-1. So that's 22 pitches with just 18 strikes. 4 pitches missed the zone so far from Cabrera, and it will not be a fifth. 2-2 the count as the fastball gets at the knees of McIntosh, even up the count at 2-2. The one time Cabrera's been behind, he works it right back even with the 2-2 fastball. Now the 2-2 pitch. Curveball called, strike 3, a looping curve. McIntosh is going to challenge the pitch. It's upheld by Nobu Goto, and Gene Cabrera has his second inning-ending strikeout of the game. After the double play, the Mets have sent down an order, and the Threshers trail by one as we head into the third inning. 2-1 the score. Third inning coming up next from Threshers Broadcast Network.
All right, fans, it's now time for the Capital One Wallet Show. Take a look at the lumber vision, see who's got all the credit cards in, and then keep on the side and saw a big wallet you can use it in.
To Eric Brito, who is hitting for the first time as a 21-year-old. 1-0 the count, swing and a miss, and the breaking ball misses outside. Count 1-1. Brito turned 21 on May the 25th. And as you know, and is not in the lineup for game number one. And now facing a 1-2 count in his first game after his 21st birthday. Now it's a 1-2 count. Back in the box is Brito. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Ventura bounces a breaking ball in the left-handed batter's box. Even the count. 1-2. Brito will have La Silva, Guayana, and Venezuela in his third minor league season. Or his fourth, excuse me. Now facing a 2-2, we'll call another timeout. Hit the little line in the right-handed batter's box. Stepping in with a 257 average, 2 homers, and 16 RBIs. 2 balls and 2 strikes as Ventura now awaits the pitch. Here comes. That's ball outside, and that is ball 4, as I must admit, the automatic pitch clock violation issued to Giovanni Ventura. No official advances upon 1-year-old yet, but he now represents the tying run as the lineup card flips over for the Clearwater Threshers. Ricardo Rosario, technically a corner outfielder, he's played primarily in left this series, or this season, excuse me, but getting his first start in center field, and now has a chance to tie up the game. He pulls back the bunt, first baseman off the bag, and Brito back safely on the back foot. It's no one count to Rosario, who is chopped off the third down. And the over turns into a 1-0 count after the challenge successful by Ricardo Rosario. Rosario, another Venezuelan native, got his 8th RBI of the season back on Wednesday. And they gave the Threshers a 3-2 lead. They would not lose. This one, a foul bunt back into the glove of Antigua, excuse me, at the count now even at 1-1. Rosario in his third year pro, hitting 214 with an OPS of 566. Typically a corner outfielder. In his minor league career, this is just his second game ever playing center field. Did it? Sorry, second game this season playing center field. In 2022, he played it 23 times and 11 times his first year. So, not a guy who usually plays center, but he does have some experience. Now in a 2-1 count, as Brito's once again checked back at first base. Ventura keeps looking over at Brito, who's got 11 stolen bases in 14 attempts, so he's been caught 3 times. 2-1, Rosario holds up the swing, appealing over to Kenny Garcia, confirming that he did not go. Count was 3-1. And Rosario, still looking for his first homer of the year, represents a go-ahead run. Retail short lead off of first base, being held on by Salazar. 3-1 the count, and a pitch up and in, ball 4. First walk of the day, second walk of the inning issued by Giordani Ventura. Now the time is on first base. On the base pass. Mentioned Bruno, 11 stolen bases. He's been caught 3 times. Rosario has also been caught 3 times with 9 stolen bases in 12 attempts. 2 walks lead off the third. The Threshers have the go-ahead runner on first and the tying runner on second with nobody out. That'll bring up Justin Crawford, who had 3 hits in 5 at-bats in game number 1. 2-for-4 on May 27th, with the first hit coming in the first inning. Late on Thursday before the rain hit. It's a 1-0 count as Crawford dodges an inside fastball. Brito thought about going to third, but the ball held too closely to the catcher in Antigua. Crawford grounded out to second his last time up. He does so again, he will likely turn into a double play, though Crawford may be the most difficult guy to double up. 1-0, up and in, and Crawford dodges the fastball again, bending backwards as the 92-mile-an-hour heater was at chin level. Some chin music from Ventura makes it 2-0. The last thing he wants to do is walk Justin Crawford here. Go ahead, one on first. Rosario takes a big lead. Infield set for double play depth with Williams holding on Brito at second. Crawford, does he pull back the swing? Appeal over the bases. Umpire says he does not. And the count goes 2. Nobu Goto behind home plate. Benny Garcia is the bases umpire. He's currently Bluefield Rats in front of where the shortstop is usually positioned. Now 2-1. Ventura looks at second. He stays looking at the Keystone sack. One on the pitch clock. Crawford holds up the swing. But he did go around. Well, if you needed. Well, I didn't ask for it. Maybe Goto brings up Crawford to make the count 2-2. Two balls and two strikes. The hit from Ventura inside. That's ball 3. Now it's a full count to Crawford. Ventura in danger of loading the bases with nobody out. Pitch. Might have hit him. And it did. So Justin Crawford on base for the fourth time today. First time this game. Consecutive players reached for the Threshers to begin in the third inning. It's officially ruled a hit by pitch. As Crawford coming off of his fifth multi-steal game of the season. Now is a potential insurance run over on first base. Dan McKinney is going to come out and have a chat with Ventura as the bases are now loaded with really good speed. An extra base hit by Kempier would likely clear the bases as Crawford is as aggressive as he is talented on the baseline. So McKinney brings in most of the infield on the mound visit, not old Kemp. Looking to reach base for the 30th consecutive game. He'll be the second Florida State League player to do so if he can get himself on first base. It's hit by pitch to Crawford. He'll walk to Brito and tie him in on third. The go-ahead run is on second base in the form of Ricardo Rosario and a potential insurance run on first in the form of a very fast. So, bases are loaded, nobody out, and Otto Kemp, one of the most dangerous hitters in the Florida State League, is coming up to play for the plate to try and give Threshers their first lead of the day. Kemp went 0-4 with a loss in the conclusion of the game. That was the first game of this doubleheader. Now he's behind in the count 0-1 after a drop third strikeout and did the first inning. 0-1. Kent pops this one up into shallow center. Going back on it is Law, and he makes the catch. But ball not deep enough. Could bring Brito home. Law runs this back in the infield himself to keep Brito on third base. He's dancing away. Second baseman into an errant throw. Unsuccessful. Now a double play ends the inning. And Gabe Rincones Jr., who rocketed a double into right field back in the second inning. Rincones has hits in each of his last 3 at-bats with 2 base hits in the opening game of the Twin game. He avoids the low fastball to make the count 1-0. Rincones scored 1 on the RBI by Felix Reyes. Now has 2 outs to play with a bases loaded deck. 1-0. Breaking ball inside, and now it's 2-1. Nowhere to put Rincones Jr. He scored the first run of the batter, but he second. With the bases loaded. Montigua champions the duo to make it 1-0 on a successful challenge. 1 challenge by each team, and the challenging party has been successful both times. It's a 1-1 count now to Rincones Jr. As Kenny Garcia is now going to come in with J.R. Murphy challenging the challenge behind home plate. That one's off to Jorge Goto. Former big leaguer Murphy will head back into the Threshers dugout. It's a 1-1 count now to Rincones Jr. Bases loaded and 1 out. The Threshers trail by 1. The 1-1. Swing and Josh got a piece of that one. Fouled off his own foot to make the count 1-2. Runners were in motion on contact. Got the ball. Count is now 1-2. This is hit back to shortstop. A sliding stop by Williams. Flip to second for one on to first. But Rincones Jr. speeds it out and beats out the throw at first for the RBI. Eric Brito ties up the game on the fielder's choice. Ricardo Rosario moves to third, and Crawford is taken off second base on RBI number 16 of the season for Dave Rincones Jr. It's a 6-4 fielder's choice, and Rincones has the RBI to tie up the game. Now the go-ahead run is on third, but there's two outs for Jordan Vyer. Myers grounded out to first on the first pitch. He sends the first pitch to second this time. Backhanded by Lara. He throws to second to get the easy way out of the second inning. So a 6-4 fielder's choice ties up the game. And now a 4-6 fielder's choice ends the inning. But, as I said, the Threshers tied the game. Eric Brito scored the run on an RBI by Gabe Rincones Jr. No hits in the inning for Clearwater, no errors, and two men left on base. We're finished with 2.5, and the Threshers and St. Lucie Mets are tied at 2. Here are the Threshers.
And glory along is not just business, it's personal. Auto accident, personal injury, or medical malpractice case, Glory School has the highest grade for ability and ethics. Give Glory a walk home today. And tonight, the Mets are wearing special jerseys for Austin. Take home these modern jerseys that will be signed by the player who's wearing them. And all the proceeds of the Children's Services Council will help buy the vending machines for students. Bid now at stlucymets.com/auction.
Gene Cabrera back out for the bottom of the third inning, top of the order up for the Mets in a 2-2 ballgame. 1-0 to Wilfredo Lara, and now the breaking ball misses low 2-0 to the Mets in the second baseman.
The previous pitch has been challenged by a catcher. The pitch has been ruled a strike.
So the 2-1 pitch now a 1-1 as a challenge successful by Ryan Leach. This one definitely a ball. The breaking ball misses inside to make the count 2-1. Lara played the first two runs of the day with a two-run shot back in the first inning of the opening game of the doubleheader. As he snapped this one foul high down the right field line to make that count 2-2. Since then, though, he has been retired 4 times, 2 strikeouts in the third and fifth inning of the opening game of the doubleheader, and a flyout in his first at bat here. This one is grounded to short, backhanded by Rudo. A jump throw from the outfield pass, stretched by Moore, but Lara is in there safely. An excellent play by Brito to even make an attempt at the throw at first base, but it's an infield hit by Wilfredo Lara. Lead off the third inning, his second hit of the day, spread across two of the third game. That'll bring up Jett Williams, as Lara represents the go-ahead run on first base. We have the Mets' first-round draft pick in 2022 coming up to the plate. Lara, 19 years old, as Williams sends this out to right field. Line back is Byers. That ball's going to bounce on the warning track. Byers crashes into the wall, but he quickly sweeps the ball up and sends it to second base, as Williams is on second now with a double. Second extra base hit of the ball there. The third base. Williams has been quite aggressive on the first pitch. His last at bat was an RBI double in game one back in the sixth inning. Now the infield all the way in for the Threshers with Junior Tillian at the plate. He singled in a run, singled and scored a run back in the first inning as the first pitch to Tillman. Misses low for ball one. Rusher and Mets are tied at 2 runs apiece. Cabrera hits a lead. Tillman slaps this into left field, and this is going to be an extra base. That's going to hit the line after 2 runs. That's up by the left fielder in Montanez Jr. 2 runs score on the double. Six-game sweep is at the plate with one on and nobody out. First pitch from Cabrera misses low. Not one out. The rushers, though, have runs in back-to-back innings. They're just taking extra base hits for St. Lucie to get themselves on the board. This liner singled and scored in the first, and now ahead of the count one out. Pitch from Cabrera, breaking ball inside as the slider misses. Cabrera has been pretty efficient, just throwing a lot of strikes. 34 pitches, 25 have hit inside the strike zone. And the Mets are taking advantage of that. Two up. Fastball right down Broadway. And the count now two. Final. 1-for-1 today. And in game one of this doubleheader, he struck out twice in the first before that. The action starting to get loose in the Threshers bullpen. Nearly everyone will be available after the two-game layoff. Two up. High in the air, and that fouls and knocks off the loop right next to my broadcast booth. Bounces all the way down into the first row. And one play. That was 2-2 to run. And Rocky Fenn has scooped up this evening with baseball. Tillian on second base, 4-2 lead for St. Lucie, with nobody out here in the bottom four. Cabrera looks over at second, and the pitch. This one is hit on the ground. A sliding stop, but gets through the glove of Eric Lucha. The throw from Rosario over to third gets the runner in time. No play at second base. And on the fielder's choice, advancing to second is Reiner. Tillian gunned down at third, so a huge, huge play. On Rosario getting the outfield assist 8-5 to get the lead off the lead runner at third base. Well, for Reiner, it's going to be ruled a single, and he advances to third, advances to second on the outfield assist by Ricardo Rosario. Still 4-2, but just one out now with Reiner replacing Tillman on second base. The breaking ball just missing low to Scott Ota, who makes the count 1-0. To Scott Ota, who tripled in 2 runs at the end of the first inning with 2 outs. Now he's up with a man on second and 1 out. Same lefty shift with Otto Kemp. He steals on the outfield grass, and Cole Moore shifted over at third. But Ota takes it the other way into left field, and Kodas Jr., not a guy you want to run with, and he gets the cutoff into Reyes at third base. That is now 5 hits this inning for St. Lucie. All 5 batters that have come up for the Mets have scored a hit. As Ota is now 2-for-2 with a triple and a single. Reiner advances to third base. There's still 1 out here in the inning. The 2 runs already across in the bottom of the third inning for the Mets, leading 4-2. That'll bring up Eduardo Salazar, who struck out on 3 pitches to end the first inning. And Cabrera needs some of that gas here. This one went right back up the middle to second baseman Kemp. Flipped to short for one. Brito to first, and that is an inning-ending double play. The Thrashers defense coming up huge once again as Salazar swings at the first pitch to his home hitter. 6-3-2, coming second of the game for Clearwater, but they still surrender two runs in the third inning. 2 runs score on 5 hits, 4 errors, and 2 men left, and it's 4-2, St. Louis secure the lead as we head into the bottom four. Top
it's now time for the Chronicles Smoothie Cafe Bobblehead Contest. Rachel is down on the field with Michaela and Brianna. When we start the music, you guys have to start bobbing your heads. When the music stops, Rachel will look at the camera to see who has the highest number of bobbles. Ready? Go!
First pitch of the fourth inning, sent all the way to the warning track by Felix Ray. And the Cubs win by the left fielder, Scott Hilton. Ray is an aggressive hitter, swinging at the first pitch and getting the first out of the fourth inning. It's a 4-2 ball game. St. Lucie in the lead. The Threshers have not led today against the Mets, a team they have led in all prior of the 6 games these two have faced each other. Bouncing breaking ball misses inside to Cole Moore to make the count 1-0. Moore struck out looking back in the second inning. The 1-0. Moore fouls this one back, rolling towards the Mets dugout, evening the count. One gone and a 2-run deficit for the Threshers as we enter the top of the fourth inning. Yordani Ventura remaining on the mound for St. Lucie. Some action getting started in the Thrashers' bullpen does not look to be the same way for St. Lucie. 1-1 turns to 2-1 as the fastball misses to Moore. Making his second start, and he's played in 3 of the 4 prior games this series. 2-1, foul back into the net. Moore, 190 hitter on the year, home run and 4 RBIs. Ventura has now thrown over 50 pitches. 32 in for strikes. 2-2 inside, and that one escapes the glove of Lantigua to make the count back even. And so make the count 4 at 3-2. Well, the first roster move that the Threshers made, added to the roster when Chad Castillo went down with an injury against Fort Myer. He has been featured at first base and a little bit of DH ever since. Fastball inside, ball 4, and Cole Moore over first base.
This has been challenged by
Ventura. Ventura challenges it.
This has been challenged
by Ventura. First base, one out one. Now Brian Leach up, representing the tying run. 0-1, back out to second base. For the Threshers in 5 games so far this season. That hit was an RBI base knock into right field. Fastball whizzes over the catcher's head, and Cole Moore scampers over to second base on the wild pitch. It's a 1-0 count as the first wild pitch of the ball game makes it a 1-0 to Ryan Lee. 4-2 the score, St. Lucie in the lead. We're in the top of the fourth inning of what will be a 7-inning doubleheader contest. here at Clinical Park. Tomorrow we go back to 9 innings, the 12-10 start, as the Threshers take on St. Lucie for the last time in 2023. 1-0. Fastball and off for a called strike.
The
pattern.
St.
Lucie ends the second half. It seems really unlikely. As the challenge keeps the count one, or makes the 1-1 count into 2-1. Really good eye at the plate, as you'd expect from a catcher. 2-1. That pitch definitely a ball. If the breaking ball misses outside, putting a tying run in a 3-0 count. More on second, not up to steal. He wasn't attempted one yet this season. And Leach in a 3-0. Moore's being held on by the second baseman, Lara. Ventura deals. 3-0. Fastball upstairs. Two straight walks for the second time today by Ordani Ventura. He has now walked four batters in one pitch. And the tying run moves to first base in the form of Ryan Leach. Now bring up Eric Brito, who walked and scored the tying run back in the third inning. He's a leadoff batter in that frame, his first game since turning 21, which happened 2 days ago on Thursday. First pitch to Brito. Fastball in there for a current strike. Counts 4-1 to Brito. Brito, typically the number 9 hitter, used as kind of a second leadoff man by J.R. Murphy and Marty Malloy, and those who make the Threshers line. There, Brito ducks out of the way of a slip breaking ball, Ventura making sure he's all right, and he'll get a new ball from his catcher, Andrea Montego. 1-1 the count now to Brito. He represents the go-ahead run with Ryan Leach, the tying run on first, and Cole Moore taking the short lead off of second. The 1-1 now is 2-1, as the fastball misses upstairs as well from Ventura. Four walks and three strikeouts and 3 1/3 for Yordani. He's now allowed 9 runs in 2 appearances against the Threshers. 2 balls and 1 strike. Pitch. Curve ball in there for a called strike 2. Inside. And back. Home plate. Fell in for a strike. Now it's 2-2. To take a time and it's still even 2-2. He'll adjust his batting gloves and get back in the box. City Field South, aka Clover Park, and pretty full here on Memorial Day weekend. 2 balls, 2 strikes, and now the pitch from Ventura. He deals. Brito pops this one up high in the air, and that's going to reach the seats behind the home plate. Let's stay at 2-2. Like the balls are just inching closer and closer to me here in the press box, and I'm ready to try and make a play. I'll probably embarrass myself, but that's my own fault. But it's a 2-2 count still to Brito. 2-1 and 1-out as the Threshers trail by 2. They're being out hitting 9-2 by the St. Lucie Mets. Ventura sent at the chest, and the 2-2. Fastball called strike 3, bounces in front of home plate, and Brito's going to make the challenge. And it is, once again, strike 3. So Eric Brito down on strike, fourth punch-out of the game for Ventura. Now there are 2 outs for the leadoff man when Ricardo was on. Rosario walked in the first and struck out in the first, so he's open. Now he's got a chance to tie or give the Threshers the lead. They throw 2 ball game. He sends the first pitch high in the air to shallow right field, drifting into foul territory and staying in the infield. It's the first baseman, Salazar. He loves it with 2 hands. So the Threshers trying to tie the game on the first pitch. No runs, no hits, no errors, and 2 less. The Threshers just 3.5 innings here at Clover Park. The Threshers are all in the field.
Those business cards will see that I said tomorrow.
to promote the Barbers Union. Believe in their athletes, AMG-100 rules, Southwest Sports and Lucy Models, Treasure Coast Movie Baseball, Children's Services Council, and the Chamber of Commerce members. And we have some birthdays in the house. Scarlett's fourth birthday, Cody and Colby Scott, and a very happy birthday to Brady Diaz-Cedas. Leading off in the Mets, number 9, center fielder, Ryan Thomas.
4-2 is the lead for St. Lucie. Gene Cabrera back out for the bottom of the fourth, and he starts it off with a low inside fastball to Rylan Thomas to make it a 1-0 count. Thomas singled in the second and was taken out by a double play ball from Adrian Rodriel Montilla. Now, coming on to the mound, Ryan Thomas. No action in either bullpen. 4-2 lead for St. Luke's. They've got 9 hits to a threshold of 2. Those threshold hits have led to run. RBI base hit by Felix Reyes drove in Gabriel Antunes Jr. back in the second. Trailed by 2. And it's a 1-0 count to Rylan Thomas. Nice cool night here in St. Lucie as Cabrera rocks and fires the lane. Fastball down low. Cabrera making his first start of the season. All 12 games he pitched last year was 4-1. The 2-0 pitch is an inside fastball. 43 pitches, 31 for strikes, less ball up here for Cabrera. And more than 5-4 happened in June last year against Tom Beach. Now a 3-1 count to Thomas. As Cabrera has his first strike at a frame. Now the 3-1. Hit on the ground to second. Field runner hop by a count. He takes it and throws it to first for the first out of the fourth inning.
Number
27, catcher Adrian Montilla. So now one out, still 4-2 lead for St. Lucie. Here in the bottom of the fourth inning, Adrian Montilla coming up to bat. He sent a 2-strike pitch to third, resulting in a round of home double play his last time. Now he gets a slider from Cabrera that misses outside to make it one. And Ray McIntosh is on deck. And there's one out here in the fourth. Montilla blocks this one foul. He's in a snap. Montilla is the second game of the season. He called up last week by the St. Lucie Mets. Did he go around? It looks like he did. And it is officially good. Strike number 2. 1-2 now to Montilla. Right-hander back in the batter's box. The right hand to Cabrera. He rocks and fires the 1-2. Wave and a whiff. Strike 3. A nasty slider. Pulling the swing on Montilla. And giving Cabrera his third pitch of the
night.
He got here in the fourth. And that'll bring up Wayne McIntosh, who was the second strikeout victim of Cabrera back in the second inning. A strikeout to Montilla was the first time Cabrera hasn't ended the inning with a punch out. So in terms of one of the punch outs or issue. Back in time, turning the foul territory down the left field to make the count on. 4-2 to lead for St. Lucie. 0-1 to McIntosh and 2 outs. And in the fourth. Another foul ball. This one slaps the netting behind the home plate. And to the team for the next one. Nathan Scott, a nice orange sunset past left field. With scattered clouds, but not very bad. 0-2, full ball outside, and that makes it count for 1-2. McIntosh struck out on a 2-2 count to end the second. Guerrero looking for his first 1-2-3. Did he go? He did not. No breaking ball inside to So now it's 2-2. Guerrero hits the lead. Foul tip into the glove of Leach, and that is strike number 3. 2 straight strikeouts for Gene Cabrera. He's got more. Cabrera steps down the Mexican order. Now the pressure for the Stone Rally in the 5th. They trail 4-2 in game 2 of the doubleheader on the pressure's broadcast.
Nationwide is a proud partner of my movies. The Black Closure Curveball, Nationwide Protection knocks it out of the park. They really good about it.
Of the 5th inning, there's 3 full frames left. As number 2 hitter coming up for the Threshers to face off against Lord Donnie Ventura. Justin Crawford hit by a pitch in the 3rd. And his earthly run on the day here in the top of the 5th inning, where the Mets lead 4-2. Crawford lets the slider go on the outside corner. Crawford makes the challenge, but it's unsuccessful. Makes the count 0-1 officially on the unsuccessful jump. Now the 0-1 from Ventura. Crawford hits this high in the air, but foul down the left field line. And now 0-2 to last year's 17th overall pick. Crawford 3-for-5, his third three-hit game of the season, his 5th multi-steal game of the season, with 3. The second highest mark on the year. 0-2, chopped over to second base. He's sprinting over to first as Crawford. It's now when he picks it up. Quick underhand flip to first for the first out of the 5th inning. It's 3-2 St. Lucie. Are due up next for the Clearwater Threshers in this 2-1 deficit. Donald Kemp is 0-2 today with his 29 game on base streak in jeopardy. He will be the second player to reach 30 straight games reaching base. As he holds up his swing, but the appeal to first base, Kenny Garcia says he did not. It's an 0-1 count to Kemp, who dropped out to second his last time up. Now the 0-1. Swing and miss. Swing after the breaking ball in the count 0-2. A strikeout in the 1st, a pop out in the 3rd for Kemp. He looks to reach base for the 30th straight game. He walked in the 1st inning of the 1st game of this doubleheader that began on Thursday. Now the 0-2. Fastball way outside and count now 1-2. Over that time, Kemp has turned into one of the lead leaders in walks. This one is his third and last strike 3. Well, the 1st is in time. Second drop, but it's left to Kemp. That's the second out in the fifth inning. So count now 0-3. Now Gabriel Conas Jr. looks to reach base for the third time. He's got a run score and an RBI, contributing to both of the Thrashers' two runs in his 2-1 deficit. But now two outs here in the fifth inning and nobody on for Conas Jr. He steps out of the batter's box to avoid an inside fastball. And the count is 1-1. One up. Fastball upstairs, too. 16 innings on the year now for Rincona in his first professional season. He waves the bat around, and now he gets ready for the 2-0 offering. Ventura deep. Swinging it up. Over the top of that fastball to make it 2-1. 4-2, St. Lucie in the lead, top of the fifth inning with two outs. As Ventura deals. 2-1, just got a piece of it to the Cubs and found it back into the netting to even count of 2-2. Ventura's cracks this out to right field. That was a little bit more shallow than it ought to come off the bat side. Underneath it is
that.
To Wilfredo Lara, Cabrera quickly working as Lara bounced this one back to the pitcher. Cabrera fields it towards third base, sends it to first for the second, or first out, excuse me, the fifth inning. Lara attacks the second pitch, and Cabrera fielding his position well. End of the fifth inning with a 4-2 deficit by the Thrashers. They have yet to take a lead since that 4-run fifth inning before the game was ended due to rain on Wednesday night. Curve ball slapped into the netting by Williams, and that was all in one. Williams scored a run after a double in the third inning. Those two runs in the third have given St. Lucie the lead right back. It's 4-2, one out, and a no-run count to a former first-round pick by the Mets. Cabrera to line to kick the pitch. 0-1, curve ball in there for a fast strike. Now it counts 0-2. Williams, 1-for-2 with a double and a run scored on the day. DH in game 1 and now playing it short in game 2. Cabrera, the 0-2 pitch, bouncing into the glove of Leach. Well blocked, but it's a 1-2 count. Nobody on base. So no line of pitch. And no runners will move around. Leach will head back behind home plate. Williams back in the right-handed box. 1-2 count behind 4-2 the lead for St. Lucie. One gone here in the fifth. The pitch, fastball, just missing upstairs. And now the count is even, 2-2. 9 hits for St. Lucie, 2 for the Threshers. This is one of the wild double-digit hits a couple times this season. 2-2 is in high in the air and out to right field. And he's sprinting towards the foul line. He makes the catch for the run extended in foul territory for the second out of the fifth inning. Take me out to the ball.
Number 18, third baseman, Junior
Tillian. The equivalent of the 7th inning for a 7 inning game. And back to 9 tomorrow at 12:10 when the Threshers and Mets finish out this series. First pitch to Junior Tillian, slow on a miss. That's the breaking ball. That's a 4-0-1 count. The most hits the Threshers have allowed in a game is 13 in the double-digit loss against Germany. Now the breaking ball evens up the count at 1-1. Junior Tillian, who has been part of the three.
Previous pitcher, 1-1.
Tillian, 2-for-2, scored a run in the first inning and drove in 2 in the third. 1-1. Fastball in there for Paul Strang, and now the count is 1-2. Cabrera has retired the side in order in the fourth after the double play in the third, and now a strike away from doing the same here in the bottom fifth. The 1-2. Hit on the ground, foul down the third baseline. Go one is the one move in the play. Send it back into the double. The manager slash third base coach will head back to his position. Spin a ball and 2 strikes. 4-2 lead for St. Lucie. Cabrera deal. This one hit into left field. Coming on is Rincones Jr. He makes the catch on the run for the final out of the fourth inning. So after the double play to end the third, Jim Cabrera has retired the last 6, sending down the Mets all in the last 2 frames. We're heading into the 6th inning, but to the Mets, that means the pressure for 4-2.
It's time now for the St. Lucie Draft House World's largest game of their kind. Ready to stand on the field with power contested pilot. Out of the way, game works since you have 3 chances to get one of the 4 sides of the peacock balls so that you can hit so hot. Here we go, Idaho. Little short there, Idaho. Uh-oh, fans, give him a big hand and give it a try. Well, thanks for playing out. You get the prize for the game. Now pitching for the St. Lucie Mets, number 29, Jimmy Moberg. Previous hits will be counted by catcher. This is the rule of ball. One ball, no strikes.
1-0 count to Jordan Vines as the Mets have a new pitcher with a 2-run lead in the top of the 6th. It's Jimmy Loper. Comes in with a 4.61 ERA as now he gets strike one to Jordan Vines. In line for the victory is Yordani Ventura. 5 innings, 2 hits, 2 runs, 4 walks, and 2 strikeouts. And Loper, the 23-year-old, picked out of Duke. 22 now 2-1 to Jordan Vines.
who is 0-2 on the day with a fielder's choice. Boker, in his first pro season, Byers hits this the other way. That rolls into the left field corner for extra bases. Byers sprinting around first base. He'll head into second, and he'll stand up, and now he'll slide in with a leadoff double here in the top of the sixth inning. A massive start to the sixth for the Threshers as they get the leadoff man on for the first time since the third inning. Last time that happened, actually each time the Threshers have put the leadoff man on, he has scored. As Jordan Byers gets an extra base hit, the second two-bagger of the game by the Threshers off of Mets pitching. Boker allowed two runs on two hits in one inning of work against Clearwater back on April 27th, as this one is chopped back to the mound by Reyes. Boker fields it and sends to first for the first out in the sixth inning. Byers moves to third. And this looks really similar to the way the second inning started. Double by Rincones Jr. Byers in the second set the first pitch on an unassisted ground ball to first. This time it's Felix Reyes with a ground out back to the pitcher. He's now 1-3. But Byers is on third. The third baseman in Tillian is pinched in for the lefty Cole Moore. Fastball in there for the called strike, count 0-1. Moore, a walk and a strikeout on the deck. He represents the go-ahead run. Threshers trail 4-2. 6th double of the season by Byers. He stands on third as Moore sends this one deep into left center field. Playing in a little was Thomas, and he'll head back towards the warning track, but it's deep enough to send Byers home on the sacrifice fly. First RBI of the month of May by Cole Moore. He's got 5 on the season. And Byers puts the Threshers within one on a sacrifice fly out to center field. So it's 4-3, but there's 2 outs and the base is clear in the 6th inning for Ryan Leach. Leach is 0-1. He walked on 4 pitches back in the 4th inning. First pitch misses outside, and that's ball number 1. One of the count, Roper deals, swinging and a miss, fastball upstairs, but Leach can't get the whip, and now it's 1-1. Roper's now allowed 3 runs in an inning and 2/3 against the Threshers in 2 appearances. 1-1, fastball, missing outside, count 2-1. 2 outs and a 4-3 lead for St. Lucie. The Threshers have scored 1 run in 3 separate innings, 4 outs to work with, to avoid a sweep in a doubleheader. 2-1, swung on a miss, and now it's 2-2 to Ryan Leach. Roper gets the fastball by. Two outs here in the 6th. Rushers trail by 1 as Leach looking to extend the inning. 2-2. Hit the other way, but crashing into the netting above the Rushers' dugout. That man will stay at 2-2. Leach a pop up to second in the 2nd and a walk in the 4th. 2-2 again. Breaking ball outside, and that fills up the count of 3-2. The 2nd straight walk would bring up Eric Brito. Loper D. Paying off. Cut on a miss as Leach chases the upstairs fastball. First strikeout of the day for Loper, 6. By St. Lucie Bishop. But the Threshers get a run across here in the 6th. Sacrifice fly by Cole Moore, following up a double by Jordan Byers. One on a hit, no errors, and nobody left. The Threshers go 4-3. It's the bottom of the 6th.
Cabrera's night is finished. He goes 5 innings in line for the loss, but the lefty Andrew Walling is on the mound to replace him against Jacob Reiner in the bottom of the 6th inning. Part of the order for St. Lucie, an 0-1 count for Reiner as Ota and Salazar will follow up, and that's number 15 prospect. Reiner, facing the left-handed Walling, reveals the 0-1. Breaking ball on the outside corner for called strike 2. Walling has not allowed a run in his last 5 2/3 innings. The sweep that spans his last 3 appearances. 0-2. Fastball outside. Walling, a 4-pitch pitcher. We've seen a cutter, slider, and a curve. The fastball can get up to 95 miles an hour. One save on the year, the record of 3-8, second on the team. And fourth on the league. Reiner fouls it. No, he doesn't get a piece of it. Ball bounces off the backstop, but leaps and reaches the cannon to first base with a drop third strike. And that. It's a 4-3 lead for St. Lucie. Scott Hunter will come up to the plate 2-for-2 with 2 RBIs on a triple back in the first. Cabrera struck out 4, so Walling's strikeout marks 5 from Thresher's pitching. Cabrera in line for the loss, and I'll tell you why. The first pitch, a fastball up and away to Ota. 9 hits, 4 runs allowed in 5 innings of work for Cabrera. No walks, but 4 strikeouts. Now it's a 1-0 to Ota. Walling deals. Ball in there for a called strike. That's the cutter from Andrew that makes the count 0-2. Cutter and the slider look very similar. From Long. Cutter getting a little bit more speed. 1-1. This is the slider on the inside part of the plate that misses. 2-1. Ota, 2 RBI triple in the first to put St. Lucie up. 2-0. And then a single in the third. Now a 2-1. Swing and miss. A nasty slider by Walter that gets Ota to go after it and against 2-2. The Thrushers came back with a run in the third. And another run in, or sorry, one in the second and one in the third to tie the game up. Then 2 more runs came across in the home half of the third inning by St. Lucie. It's now 3-2 to Ota as a breaking ball that's underneath the left. So the line of reach. Thresher put across a run in the sixth and have the top of the seventh if they'll get to in 2 outs to try and tie or take a lead in this game. Here's the payoff. Hit the other way, fouled by Ota, smacks off the left field standing, and rolls on to the top of the next double. Foul ball. Could be anything to try and get a foul ball these days. Payoff pitch coming to Ota, one out here in the sixth, Marvin Deeds. This is popped up in the shallow left field, where Gomez, raising both hands to call everybody off, camps underneath it, one-handed grab over his left shoulder. The second of the
6th
inning.
Number 15 for
6th inning. Salazar struck out and got himself doubled up to end off 2 separate innings. Strikeout on 3 pitches under the post, a double play on the first pitch he saw under the third. And now facing a left-handed hitter for the left-handed pitcher for the first time today. This one is drilled into left field and Salazar might get extra bases. That ball rolls off the wall. Salazar sprinting towards second. The throw comes in. It's cut off at short by Otto Kemp. That's a 2-0 double by Eduardo Salazar. 10th hit of the day by the Rangers. They have 2 hits in the doubleheader thus far. It's also the 4th extra base hit by St. Louis. Three doubles and the triple in the first by Scott Otto. Walling looking to limit the damage, trying to get the last down as there's still two outs in the bottom of the sixth inning. Threshers trail 4-3. Ryland Thomas up the plate against Walling. And he's 1-for-2 on the day. Man on second, two out. Walling now set. In the stretch from the third base side of the rubber, looks at second and fires home. Swing and foul back into the netting by Thomas. Seventh double of the season by Salazar. He's in scoring position. And the first time that a Met had reached since Scott Otto's single in the third. That was wiped away by Salazar in the main double play. This is hit in the air out to left field. Charging into left center is Rincones Jr., who gloves it to make the final out of the sixth inning.
Attention fans,
comes down to this. Seventh inning of game two of a doubleheader, and it's Jimmy Loper going for the Mets, the Threshers trailing by one. Eric Brito takes a look at the first pitch of the seventh inning, a breaking ball upstairs to make the count 1-0. Brito walking the run in the third, a strikeout in the fourth in his first game since turning 21 on Thursday. Hit the other way, foul, now slams off the netting next to the Threshers dugout, taking the count at 1-1. It'll be 9-1-2. Here in the seventh inning, Ricardo Rosario batting second. Justin Crawford is in the hole. That one hit backwards for a foul ball, strike two. To Brito, goes for one on the deck. It's officially Rosario in the on-deck circle. And the Threshers trying to avoid losing consecutive games for the first time since the Fort Myers series. 1-2. Breaking ball, called strike three. And inside goal. Brito down looking for the second time. That's the first time. The sports is in the lead. And the lineup card flips over for Cleveland. Rosario, a bunt threat, so Junior Tillian will pinch in on third base, trying to cover the bunt down the third base line to the right-handed hitting Rosario. He reached on a walk in the third and is 0-2. Fastball upstairs. And makes it 1-0 to Rosario. The Threshers, certainly a team that hits better with guys on base, and that's just what they're looking to do. They need any base runner if they trail by one. 1-0. This one is popped up in a foul territory behind the home plate. Towards the Thrasher's dugout, and that ball goes into the stands out of play to even account it. Thrasher's trailed by one, and Rosario will get the new bat from the Thrasher's dugout. See a crack come down. Rosario into the Thrasher's dugout. It's a new deal. Two-tone bat here to Carter, and he's getting back into the right-hander's bat. The score. Jimmy Loper has a 1-1 count with one out in the top of the seventh. Fastball. Catching the outside corner, count 1-2. Rosario, two-way hitter. OPS of 559. 8 RBIs on the season, including a go-ahead one. On Wednesday, breaking ball bouncing in the dirt, even for count 2-3. Rosario walked in the third. Thrasher's have taken advantage of the walk. Only just 3 hits on the day, though 2 of them have gone for extra bases. Breaking ball outside, and now the count full at 3-2. And the Thrasher's need to take advantage of another walk. They just need to get a guy on base here. And Rosario looking to do that with one out here in the seventh. Here's the payoff. Breaking ball down and away, and the tying run is on base. He's already in good speed, 9 steals. 3 times off stealers, he has walked for the second time today. It's the first walk issued by Jimmy Boker, and overall, it is the 5th walk issued by Mets pitcher. That'll bring up Justin Crawford, representing the go-ahead run, though he has yet to hit a homer in his pro career. Fastball on the outside part of the plate, coming over. Strike to Crawford. He's 0-2 today, hit by a pitch in the third. In game number one, he stole 3 bases and singled 3 times. This one is rocketing because he's out of the state. Now we have the court here in Port St. Lucie. As Crawford awaits now the 0-2 pitch. Loper is set in the stretch. Rosario waits, and he can go back to first base if the fastball misses up and away to Justin Crawford. An extra base hit should tie. As Rosario has great speed over at first. 1-2, Rosario stays put and jumps up with one out of the strike three. Fastball on the inside. Crawford down looking and Otto Kemp with not only the game, but his on base streak hanging in the balance. 29 straight games reaching base for Kemp. He struck out twice in an 0-3 day here in game 2 of this doubleheader. He represents the tying run, 4 homers already this season, as the fastball came after a called strike. We'll see if Rosario tries to steal a base, but with 2 outs and a short lead, it seems unlikely. Rosario slowly steps towards the second base bag. 0-1, Kemp takes a look, and the fastball misses upstairs, count 1. Kemp, on the season, is only about a little less than 270. And he sets on the base percentage. He goes on to his final strike as the fastball catches the outside corner for a 1-2. Rosario slowly lengthens his lead off first, but Kemp will take the time out for a 1-2 count. One ball, 2 strikes, 2 outs. The Thrasher's looking to avoid a second consecutive loss. Loper deals. Fastball upstairs, count evens at 2-2. Kemp down to his final strike. With 2 strikeouts and call back to second on 3 advance today. Nine straight games reaching base. The 1-2, called strike 3, and that will do it. 2 strikeouts and 2 strikeouts. Second game of the doubleheader, Scott Oakland is going to open up the score 2-0. St. Lucie ahead 2-0 in the first inning. Adrian Conest Jr. led off the second with a double off of Rodani Ventura. He advanced the third on ground out and scored on an RBI single by Felix Reyes. That cut the lead in half to 2-1. First three batters reached for the Threshers in the third, with back-to-back walks to Eric Rito and Ricardo Rosario, and then Justin Crawford reached base on that 5-5. And Donas Jr. tied up the game, plating Rito for the third and beating out a fielder's choice to even up the game. St. Lucie battled back with 5 hits and 2 runs in the home half of the first, and would take the lead 4-2. Gordon Byers then went off the sixth with a double to left and advanced the third on a ground out. Cole Moore sent a fly ball deep to center that allowed Byers to score from third and bring the Threshers to within one. But despite getting the tying run on first base, the Threshers could not overcome the deficit and fell 4-3, losing for the second consecutive game for the first time since April. Clearwater still maintains a stranglehold on the Florida State League East Division. And I'll take you through those scores really quickly before I sign off for the night. Fort Myers is in second, and they will not take advantage of the Threshers' doubleheader's loss, falling 7-2 to Dunedin to keep the Threshers ahead 7 games in the West Division. Bradenton on the cusp of a 9-0 victory against Jupiter, with Blake Cederman closing things out. That game actually just went final, 9-0 the final. Bradenton beating the Hammerheads. Tampa fell to Palm Beach earlier today, 7-6, and Daytona took 5 victory over the Lakeland Flying Tigers to improve to 19-25 on the season. The Threshers still in the lead in the West Division. St. Lucie still last in the East, as the shortest game of the season was completed an hour and 35 minutes here at Kroger Park. Rodani Ventura gets his second win of the season. 5 innings of work, 2 hits, 2 runs, 4 walks, and 5 strikeouts. The save goes to Jimmy Loper, his second of the year, allowing a run and 2 innings of work with 4 strikeouts. Gene Cabrera gets his second loss of the season. 9 hits, 4 runs, 4 walks, and 4 strikeouts. He has the 1-2.
Hey, fans, are you ready for some fabulous fireworks?
Are you
ready for some fantastic fireworks?
Yep, on a good foot in the series finale. Against the St. Lucie. That's going to do it for the broadcast today.
9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.